Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to our first edition, new edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour Awakening Humanity for 2026. Yes, I'm sorry. Last week it was a rerun. I was traveling, didn't have time to create a new episode. But I will have Susan Miller back on my show live next month. So I hope you'll join us for that. She has some wonderful projections for this coming year. So I hope you've all been doing well. I hope you enjoyed your holiday season break at the end of the year, and I hope the new year is starting off well for you. So first, before we get to our guest, who I'm super excited about having on my show today, first, of course, we have my blog post from a couple of years ago, and I think this is probably a rather apropos one for today. And this blog post is entitled, "To Have Our Dreams, We Must Face Our Demons." We all think we value ourselves, and we do, to a point. This is reflected in the material world around us, what we have, what we receive, and what we earn each day. While these markers are all external, they indicate something deeper, something that goes beyond the physical world and the trinkets we have accumulated. For while having nice things does make us feel good, that is a backwards way of looking at them. We may feel we've worked hard for what we have, and that is certainly true. Yet many people have had a lot more and worked a lot less. So what is the difference between them and you? Are they any smarter? Do they work any harder? Or does it just appear that they have good luck? Maybe you believe in karma and you feel they must have done something good in a prior life to deserve all they have. You might be thinking that it is because they were born into a wealthy family. Yet there are many stories of people born into great circumstances who lost it all. The thing that separates all we want from all we have is really quite simple. How much do you value yourself? Do you truly feel deep down inside that you are worth the things you desire? It's quite interesting how people who have had a sense of entitlement often get what they want. This is not to say that entitlement is the key, yet it is certainly a clue. For what entitlement is really about is a sense of worth. Are you worth $1 million salary or business? Our conscious minds will answer, of course. But that may not be how you really feel about yourself deep inside. For our energy and how we show up in the world is what really shows the universe how we feel about ourselves. Who we are speaks so loudly that the universe can't really hear the words we are saying, or the goals we write down, or the vision boards we create. To truly bring to us what we desire is not an outside job. It is all an inside job. And it goes deep, back to our childhood, and any traumas we may have experienced as we grew up. Unraveling them and processing the energy that we are holding on to around them is more important than anything else when it comes to bringing our dreams to us. The path is not easy, and it is certainly not for the faint of heart. Yet the rewards are beyond our imagination and well worth the price. Being open and willing to face our fears is essential on this path. And we grow and shift our energy around our own deserving. So many things in our lives will change. Are you up to the challenge? Is it worth it for you to face your demons, to have your dreams? And, you know, I read this blog post and I realize that it's true for so much more than just our physical experience. And, you know, how much love we have in our life is a reflection of how much we feel we deserve love, how much companionship, community, and all those inextricable, all those intangible things that we want in our life as well. You know, I kind of focused on this on more of the material and the tangible side of life, because at the time I'd been working with a lot of clients who were like stuck in their business and stuck in their life and didn't know why they weren't doing better. And so this is kind of the perspective that came to me at the time. But I realize now that it's not just about the material things. It's about the interpersonal things as well. It's about pretty much anything in our life. What in your life do you want that you don't have today? Maybe it's a clue. Maybe it's an indication of where your deep inner work is to be. For if we truly love ourselves, truly value ourselves, truly see our own unique, special, divine place in this universe, and the universe will bring us those things according to how we feel about ourselves. Now look, this is not to say that if you're going through some tragedy or some challenging times that, you know, that's because of how you feel about yourself. No, that's not what I mean. You know, sometimes these challenging things come to us for us to grow and learn. But really, this is about just seeing for ourselves where there's a misalignment from what we have and what we want and how we feel about ourselves. And that misalignment, you know, that contrast is not necessarily a bad thing. It's actually a good thing if we look at it, because then it shows us, oh, there's a little more work for me to do. I'm valuing myself, I'm appreciating myself, and I'm seeing my contribution to this amazing world. So it doesn't have to be a reason to feel down or upset or depressed that, oh my God, I've got more work to do. No. And I really got to find a better word than work. Because this inner journey, it goes beyond work. And it doesn't always have to feel laborious. It can be joyful on the path. It can be deep play. There's so many ways to approach it. And maybe if we find a more supportive way of approaching doing or let's say journeying into our inner landscape, that then maybe the journey won't feel so arduous, that maybe then it won't be so challenging if we look at it as an adventure, as an exploration, as something that can reveal wonders to us. Yes, can be challenging at times. Yes, it can be truly, truly difficult. And that is life, isn't it? Life is not everything is all rainbows and sunshine all the time. Sometimes it rains, sometimes it snows, sometimes it hails. Sometimes it's freezing cold and all we want is a warm day. Sometimes it's blazing hot and all we want is some cool air. That's the way the world is. We can resist it, or we can accept it, and we can find our own unique way to play within all that life gives us. So that's my blog post for today. It's entitled, "To Have Our Dreams, We Must Face Our Demons." And of course, you can always find my blog post on talkradio.nyc/blog and on my personally branded website, theconsciousconsultant.com, which I'm not sure, but as of yesterday, we were still having some problems with it. I think it might have something to do with the Verizon outage. Not sure. But if it's not back up yet, we'll make sure it's up in the next day or two. So now it is my extreme pleasure to welcome to the show Dr. Christopher Mecklen, medical intuitive author and founder of the Global Enlightenment Project. Born with heightened awareness and the ability to perceive energy and multidimensional phenomena from a young age, Christopher initially tried to follow a conventional path, building a successful career as an aviation engineer. But life had other plans, and a series of personal and financial collapses ultimately led him to homelessness on the streets of Manchester, England, making the beginning of a profound spiritual awakening. In a moment of complete surrender, with nothing left to cling to, Christopher made a sacred commitment to dedicate his life and healing abilities to serving humanity. What followed was an intense period of inner work and devotion, spending years in deep meditation to integrate his gifts and understand the divine healing he was being called to offer. This dark night became the crucible through which his true purpose was forged, transforming devastation into destiny. Today, Christopher works with thousands of clients around the world, offering healing that addresses physical, emotional, and energetic imbalances while teaching the principles of divine sovereignty and alignment. Together with his wife, Amanda, he supports an awakening humanity through the Global Enlightenment Project, reminding us that even our greatest losses can become doorways to profound service and grace. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Christopher.
Oh, Sam, thanks for having me. It's wonderful to be here. Bless your heart.
thank you so much. I've been looking forward to having you on this show since we met a couple of months ago. It's a pleasure to have you here. We just have a couple of minutes before our break, but I always like to give the audience a little bit of a background. I kind of gave it in the intro a little bit, but I'm curious, like at a young age, you had sort of an awareness that most people didn't have. And I was curious, like if there were any early childhood experiences that you had that either kind of shaped your wonder for the world or kind of made you feel like, oh, there's something wrong with me. I'm different. I'm weird. The other kids don't like me. You know, I'm just curious what that aspect of life was like when you were young.
I was certainly weird. I mean, I saw things, you know, I think the age of four, it's interesting because I've been attacked a lot spiritually in different ways as well. I mean, when I was born 2 days after I had 8 strokes, burnt my back when I was 4, and then when I got back home,
Bed. You had 8 strokes?
8 strokes 2 days after I was born.
Wow.
Burnt my back, and in 2024, it's the 290th time attacking it, and it's insane. But anyway, I'm still here, I think. Hang on. Yep, I'm still here. Just pinched myself. But yeah, when I was 4, I remember in the bedroom, there was a reptilian thing there, and I didn't know what it was. It was an anarchy, about 10 foot tall, standing in the corner. Dad, there's a dinosaur thing in the corner. You know, he comes running up. Where? It's there. Where? He couldn't see it. Like, oh, okay. So it's just a bad dream. And I was thinking, no, it's not, because I could feel it. You could feel the negativity in your chest. And I thought, so somewhere in the age of four, I said, get out of my room. I did it quietly and it went. I thought, wow. And I've had greys turn up and, you know, different beings turn up. As I got older, you know, when I was at school, sometimes I'd, you know, I'd be in the playground and wow, I could see a crafty. Look at that guy. I said, where? There's a crafty. Because I realized I could see through the veil. So it made me quite different. People thought I was weird, but I did, even when I was younger, realize that if you didn't tone it down, they're going to take you to a psychiatrist and probably put you on some sort of things to numb you down. So I just, left it. But yeah, and even at a young age, I didn't behave like other people. When people talk behind my back, why are you doing that? You know, I didn't understand the way people operate, and I still don't either. But, you know, now I've learned to manage it. And I think that's an important thing through life, learning to manage. If you are different, some people are different. You know, they're called, I call them starseeds. Yeah. They volunteered to come down here and do some work. But, you know, because I'm not saying I'm better than anybody else, but if you're spiritually evolved, you really don't engage with high drama and nonsense, you know. You really just want to focus on the truth about things. Yeah.
Just a quick question. So like you just mentioned a couple of terms, which I'm very familiar with because I'm seeped in this stuff, you know, reptilians, greys. So these are common terms that people in the UFO world, in the extraterrestrial world, you know, there are different races and they use those terms, but you were young at the time. I mean, had you like seen this, you were exposed to this before ever hearing about the literature of the stories?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's why I said, it's a dinosaur type thing. You know, I didn't know what it was. It's stand in the corner, you know, and I guess, well, I can't see it.
Right. But
and, you know,
later on in life, though, when you did, I'm sure you must have come across the literature that talked about these things. Did that feel validating for you? Did that feel like...
Oh, absolutely. You know, yeah, absolutely. I mean, now I know a lot of the negative beings that do attach to people. And of course, you know, the Anunnaki can attach you. The Luciferians can attach you, snake beings. There's different beings. And people don't even realize it. When you get depressed and your vibration drops to their kind of level, they can attach you and it makes it like 50 times worse because they affect your body. They lower the vibration, like, for example, in your intestine. They sit in the abdomen, hang on the shoulders and neck. So shoulders and neck always tight. Oh, gosh, so tight. Mm. And the abdomen gets bloated because it's paralyzed in lower intestine. So when you eat, as the food gets further down, it backs up, you feel blur, you know. It can paralyze, for example, the pancreas and the liver. So that's low. You get headaches and brain fog, and it can affect the pancreas, lowering the pancreatic enzyme. So again, digestive, you know, a lot of people, there's a lot of symptoms with these beings. And I find when people come for healing, I would say almost 100%, there's probably the odd person that doesn't have an attachment. Most people do of some sort. Mm. And when you remove it, like, wow, I feel so much better. Mm. So, yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. We need to take our first break. When we come back, I do want to talk a little bit more about sort of your path and like that moment of losing everything and kind of, you know, just giving some perspective. Cause sometimes I feel like people feel when they see people who have certain gifts, like, oh, life must be so easy for them, but it's really not, is it? So we'll get in that in just a minute. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this, well, every Thursday for now, but we're moving to Wednesdays this year here on talkradio.nyc and all over social media. And our guest this hour is Dr. Christopher Maiklin. And we will be right back in just a moment.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with Dr. Christopher Macklin, the founder of the Global Enlightenment Project. So, Christopher, so we talked a little bit sort of about your experiences, your background. What happened that you know, again, you had an aviation career. You were trying to live a normal life like most of us want, right? Nobody really wants to deal with all the hassles of being a weirdo, a kook, a strange person. What happened that crashed everything and that really got you to fully step into your path?
Well, I was doing the avionics, and then I worked for, you know, Philips Consumer Electronics out in Belgium, and went to Eindhoven. Did a lot of work with them. And then I found that meanwhile, I was building a house portfolio. I was buying houses, refurbing them, renting them, selling some. I had this great idea. Let's do 176 apartments. What was I thinking? Well, yeah, now I should have phoned President Trump because he knows how to build these things, but not for me. Anyway, so I thought I could do it. So we bought this land, millions of pounds, and started doing the architecture, everything else. And then the bank phone number said, well, these apartments that are worth 220,000, this is 2007, they're now worth 90. You got 14 days to pay your money back. Oh, no. I said, well, you know, and I actually said to the bank manager, do you think $10 would help? Well, you know, yeah. They said, oh, no, 14 days. So they took me bankrupt, marriage split up, everything split up, and I ended up living out of a car, a Volkswagen Polo. I'm 6'5". sometimes people would sponsor me. I remember being outside a hotel and the guy said, what's your deal? So I talked about the healings. I'll tell you what, if you do a healing, I'll get you a hotel room. So, you know, and different things happened along the way. But I think the biggest awakening for me is when I went to Belize. I was sponsored to go there. Very interesting, because he said, oh yeah, everything will be there. There was no food. And I got there and there was water, no food. So I went 21 days without food, and I was getting a bit kind of, I was really dragging. You know, I could feel my energy with my life force going really low. So I remember that day, I was just like, okay, God, this is not funny. I command I get food right now, and I thank you, God, send you my unconditional love. And you know what? Within 15 minutes, the most shady person in Belize, you know, his name was Manuel, he came up, he looking around, he said, Chris, I know you've got no money. Keep it quiet. Here's 50 Belize dollars, which is like $15 here. And that lasted me 2 weeks. Like, wow, that worked.
Wow. So,
and the other thing that blew me up as well there, it's really interesting, it, in terms of energy, it just completely opened me up. And that was, I went to San Ignacio, and there was a Mayan temple called Chantovich. And if anyone ever goes there, very powerful temple, went to the top of it. And I was getting visions, and one of the things I wanted to understand is what my past lives were, you know, because I think it's important to know what you've done in the past so you know what you're doing now. Mm. So I said, can you show me past lives? I said, well, don't be crazy. Rephrase it. Oh, okay. So not all the past lives, because what happens if your soul's been around for millions of years? Mm. The past lives you've had on different planets everywhere. So I rephrased it. I said, okay, show me on planet Earth for the last 4,000 years. So they showed me. And I went back to that night to the hotel. I mean, the energy was incredible. And they were showing me, and it was almost like 3D TV. I was just watching it in the room. This is what you did then. And, you know, they were giving me scenes of my past lives. Mm. And I think from then, I realized what I'm meant to be doing now. And from that, I just dedicated my life to it. Because it's my belief, Sam, that everyone's got different gifts. And I think one of the things I've learned from the, you know, because I learned I was born as a Melchizedek being. I've got 84% Melchizedek DNA and some of the rest of it to make you into, you know, whatever. But body's a little bit different. Heart's very big. It's the size of a volleyball, as I found it in 2024.
Wow.
And I realized that, you know, meditating with Melchizedek beings, I didn't take other people's methodologies. I wanted to understand directly with the Melchizedek beings how the healing works. So that I could really apply it. So I meditated probably for about 3 or 4 years, really getting the cause and effect. And then I was ready to come over here, you know. And it was interesting because in 2000, before I went bankrupt, I had a reading. And this woman was 84, and she, right, come in, you know, sit down. She said, well, oh, thank you. She's writing these things. Oh, thank you. She said, well, you're going to get remarried. Okay. You're going to move to America. Okay. You're going to live off donations and do healing and work for God. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is when I was in a third dimensional world. And here we are. It happened, you know. And I realized when I went bankrupt, it was almost like having a 2x or 8x6, you know, across the head. Mm-hmm. Saying, time to change your life. I lost everything. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a penny, but what I got back is, you know, my soul, my life. And in the early days, and I'm sure you guys listening must be thinking, God, you know, you go to work, you can't stand it. I had, you know, an incredible career, but I used to look around and there's got to be something more than this. And we were developing autopilot systems and all sorts of things. And now I absolutely love what I do, you know, because I see people change every day, you know, and it's the reason to sort of continue. I love it.
How did you, just briefly, like, how did you start when you came to America doing these healings and getting people to know about what you do, especially you're in Missouri, which is not one of the places you would normally think of as a place where there would be someone doing energetic healing all the time.
Sam, that's a great question. And actually, it's interesting because I watched that movie, Build It, They'll Come, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's open the office. So we open the office and they'll come. They didn't. And I waited 3 months. There's a few people came now and again. So I asked them, because they've been, okay, what's going on? They said, it's within. Get out there. Oh, okay. So what I did is the first time I ever went, I went to a conference where Dolores Cannon was at the time. And she had tables there and you could rent a table of $100. And so I went there. And I'm not joking, I was slam busy. You know, there was a queue of people, but they don't even know me. And one of the things I've learned is that you don't have to be known. People feel your energy, you know. And so I was busy that weekend, and then I went to other ones and built up, and then I ended up in the big expos that cost thousands of dollars to go to.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I go on a lot of podcasts as well. And, you know, we always have enough. And that's the thing, you know, what's enough? To me, enough is just such a blessing, have a plate of food on the table. I haven't been without food for a number of times, and 21 days was the longest. And, you know, and I live a life of, I would say it's a combination of gratitude, but surrender as well, knowing, you know, in quotes, God's got your back. I define God as God, Goddess, prime creator of all it is. But knowing God's got your back and you never have to worry about a thing. And, you know, I just do my work and the ministries, we've got girls in the office and, you know, I'm grateful for them because I don't have to do all the technical stuff. They answer the phone, they do the bookings, you know, they support people. I mean, people have often said, why don't you just do online booking? Because I want interface. I don't want AI or, you know, online booking. I want people to be able to talk to a person and feel it, you know, and the girls are great. You know, the people we've got working for us, absolutely amazing.
Wonderful. Okay, so let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about what do you actually do for people today? You know, what kinds of things, what offerings you have? I know you have some free stuff you offer to people and paid stuff. So let's get into what you actually do, okay?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with Dr. Christopher Maiklin, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Hey, everybody. It's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
So So Christopher, you know, we've been talking around it, like energetic healing, other stuff. How do you actually work with people? What do people get from their experience with you? Maybe you can give us some examples so that the audience can visualize a bit more of what it looks like and what to expect.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the biggest thing I learned is that, you know, what I do is when we first start, I put people in portals from the ultimate dimension. So I create portals, 8 portals, put it around them, and then put 27 esoteric Merkabah fields. Merkabah is one of these, if people don't know, I'm sure most people probably do, 8-pointed star. And then we bond the portals into each point of the Merkabah field. So it means the beings can come through and actually go in the body and do things. So, and also the portal creates energy, very high vibration energy, which helps raise the vibration of the body. When I remove, it's like being a conductor of the orchestra. Okay, we're going to remove this entity. So they take it out and they take it back up the portal. And I always send it back to, you know, the beings with unconditional love and forgiveness. Because again, I never judge anything. And that's one thing I learned. Don't judge anything. Yeah, we're on a crazy planet, but, you know, we have to learn to navigate. So once the entity is removed, you know, I remote view into the body and think, okay, yeah, there's a problem with the heart, there's a problem with the kidneys, you know, make a list of things to do. And then we work on everything. You know, most people have got liver issues, not necessarily because you got fatty tissue, but it gets paralyzed with righteous anger. It goes straight down to the liver. Mm. So if it's running, for example, at 30, 40%, you're going to get brain fog because it's not processing the toxins. You know, we work on intestines, you know, remove the empty, it'll free up the intestines a bit. But I'm finding a lot of times now people have got digestive issues because emotion bleeds into the pancreas, the enzyme count goes low. So we work on the pancreas. We work on clearing the meridians of the intestines. If you've got gain of function stuff like, you know, for example, Lyme disease, HIV/AIDS, Agent Orange, all those things, they are manufactured, but they're very dangerous to the body because they're stealth pathogens. I've got co-infections like Epstein-Barr, Babesia. I work on all those. We have a protocol to take all that out. Actually, it's a 34-week program where it strips it out by splitting your timeline in two. We work on heart chakra releases. You know, most empaths, you know, most starseed people are empaths, and a lot of, you know, you tend to get more starseed people coming. They ingest emotion. I mean, I have, you know, when I was younger, about 2 days ago. Okay, I'm lying. But when I was younger, I you know, in my 20s, if someone talked behind my back, oh, was that bad? I used to inject, like, I would almost be like throwing up, you know, like, God, how can they do that, you know? Yeah. And now I've learned to set boundaries. I only have people around me who are on the same level. You know, again, there's no judgment. You can love people, but at a distance. And I think it's very important. And this is for all you guys out there. Get the right people, because otherwise they'll suck the life out of you. And in your own time, you know, when you do this work, or, you know, I do it every day, then it's time to step back and enjoy yourself with people you can have fun with and, you know, talk on the same level.
Finding your community. Find your community.
It's so important, you know. I mean, we live on 40 acres out here. It's full of trees. The Amish built the house. It's just stunning, and I love it here. But, you know, going back to the empath thing, you ingest too much emotion, like 150, 200,000 layers. Very difficult to process that. And we found a fast-track method using kind of psychic surgery where the Melchizedek beings will go in. They'll look in those layers, like, what's the biggest emotion that's affecting you right now? They'll pull that layer out. As they pull it out, you're going to feel a tightness somewhere in your body where that emotion's affecting. And once it's pulled out, if you breathe it out from the chest, it's gone. So we can start off, for example, most people start with 81 heart shock releases. That's a lot. Why can we do so many? Because, I mean, you know, if you go to a psychotherapist, which I work a lot with psychotherapists, psychologists, psychiatrists to help them stay balanced with the work they're doing, why didn't you get like a ton of emotion coming up where you crash and burn? And the answer is because they've taken that energy away, you get a reaction from the residual of the collective of those 81 releases. So you might bawl your eyes out suddenly 2 hours next day for, you know, 10 minutes. Can get a purge of diarrhea. People don't realize, but a lot of people process emotion in the intestines. I do, you know. Can get yawning, coughing, burping, sneezing, or even crazy dreams. So that's a big that's a big addition, really, to healing, because it's really removing emotion on a rapid basis. And once they've got used to 81, we could go to 162, 324, 648. The maximum I've do is 1296. But you can't do that straight away. You've got to kind of build up to it.
Yeah.
We work on brain things. We work on heart things. Or people with
I'm sure also fractures. Adrenals, because I know this society.
Adrenals all the time. Oh, yeah. Adrenals, thyroid, pituitary. You know, get the endocrine system back. You know, a lot of people have got thyroid issues because emotion bleeds into it. You know, and if it bleeds into the parathyroid, you start to get osteoporosis because it leaches calcium out your bones and, you know, creates damage like kidney stones or you get calcification on the heart valve or the flap. So many different things. We do brain issues. We do a lot to do with neurochemical balance because, you know.
And when you're doing all this, is it all in person? Is it online? Is it a distance?
It's all distance healing, yeah. We'd either do it on the phone or, you know, it's normally a half an hour. We look at what's happened to the person, then set them up. And once I've set it up and the beings are in there, I run it for 7 days. So, you know, it gives them a good chance. And, yeah, it's all remote, either by – I don't use Zoom very often, but sometimes I do phone people or they do use Google Meets sometimes, you know, so it just depends on the person. But we work on a lot of people a week, you know.
Right. And do you do group work as well or just all one-on-one individual?
Yeah, I do one-on-ones. I do specialized groups. That's up to 20 people where I speak to everyone. It's on a Zoom meeting. We speak to everyone and then get updates and things, and then we run the healing after that. And I do twice a week, and tonight is actually 5 p.m. Central Time and Saturday 11 a.m. Central Time. We do a healing and cover a lot of things. Does it cover everything? No, but it covers a lot of good things. It's about an hour, and that's on Zoom. It's also streamed on Rumble and different places as well. And I do that every week. It's by donation, you know. And I always tell people, look, if you've got no money, please come on, because that's why I do it. I want everyone to get a healing. I don't want to exclude anyone. And, you know, because sometimes people feel guilty. I mean, I always tell them, look, I've been there. Believe you me, I've got the T-shirt on, I haven't had money at all, not even for a coffee. So it was important to me when I started this.
Yeah. I'm wondering if maybe, and maybe it's not appropriate, but could we do just a very quick, fast healing, something general for our audience who are listening in, listening live, listening to the recording?
Yeah, absolutely. Talk is cheap. Let's do it. Yeah, do you want to do it now? Okay.
So we got about 7 minutes to break, so.
Okay, I'll do it very quickly. What I'll do is I'll just put people in portals. I'll remove any entities. Then we'll cone the meridians, give them I'll explain it as I go along. So,
okay.
So if everyone wants a healing now or in the future, this will work. So I want you to ground yourself. I want you to say, I am of God. I ground myself to the earth. And I accept this healing for my highest good. Right, let's get in a portal. Ultimate dimension, 8 portals around each person on this call or listening on any social media platform. Now in the future, close it off with them. Dear God of Command 27, you step Merkaba fields around that person with their sacral point, the center of the Merkaba fields, bombing the portals to the Merkaba fields, program the blueprint of that person's DNA and the keys of Enoch so as not to allow anything except for the highest good to enter. Right, so we're going to remove any entities. If you've got Anunnaki Draconian, they sit in the abdomen, hang on the shoulders. So they're going to remove those now. So you're going to feel a drawing of energy from your torso out through your tummy button right now. Feel it leave. If you've got first and second dimensional entities, scarab beetle type things, octopus type things, jellyfish type things, removing those now, you're going to feel a lightness somewhere in your body. If you've got a second dimensional snake being, they tend to lurk in the left, right shoulder, left, right hip, left, right breast. They're going to remove those. So you're going to feel like an unraveling of a spirit snake. If you've got archons attached to you, connected to ingestion of bioweaponry, they're energetic. They float through the second, third, fourth dimension. So they're removing those now. You're going to feel negative energy coming out your body. And if you've got Luciferians, these things are very snarly, very aggressive. When they leave, they don't like it. So they kind of contort your body or speak through your voice box in a snarly, raspy voice. So removing those now. And send them all back to God with unconditional love and forgiveness. So what they're going to do is coding meridians. You know, if you go to an acupuncturist, you can put needles through and clear them that way. You get stuck redundant energy. So the Mikuzda beings take their hands. So You should feel angelic hands don't go down your body or lighter where we've been. So go from your crown, down your face, the back head on the left, down your neck, cross left shoulder, down your arm. The right, we're doing the same. On the left, we're going down your neck, down your chest, down your abdomen, out through the hip. The right, we're doing the same. On the left, we're going from your hip, down your thigh, over your knee, down your calf, out the foot. And on the right, we're doing the same. Right, so there's two types of people on this call. People with spirochetes and non-tech, people without spirochetes and non-tech are Borrelia Lyme, HIV AIDS, Agent Orange, Morgellons, and then you've got the needly thing that's got all that stuff plus more. If you have that in your body, you're going to feel space-time continuum energy. It's very electrostatic. It starts off subtle, staticky, buzzy energy. It's going to get stronger, stronger and stronger. Then it's going to plateau. And you guys, without spirochetes and non-tech replicating your body, you're going to feel ultimate dimension energy. So let's work on the liver and kidneys. So they're going through adrenals. They're going to clear emotion out. But of course, we've got to release the emotion because it still bleeds into them. So you're going to feel tugging, pulling the kidneys as they clear emotion out of it. It's all psychic surgery. If you've got fatty tissue on the liver, going to break that down. So you're going to feel tugging, pulling there. Now, if your liver's just paralyzed, we're going to revibrate it. So it's going to get warm, tingly. So say it's running at 30%, you might feel your head heavy. As it gets higher, it's getting higher and higher. Head should be getting lighter and lighter. Higher and higher. Head should be getting lighter and lighter. Higher and higher. Head should be getting, because it's starting processing the toxins in your body. So it's getting towards 100%, so it'll keep clearing over the next 5 minutes. Right, I'll do two more things. One is detox the body. How do you do that? And this is great because it doesn't put toxicity through your liver and kidneys. It actually switches it in time and space. So you're in a portal. What we're doing is we're switching heavy metals, toxins, mycotoxins, oxalates that come from eating greenery, and microplastics. We're switching them out of this time to a different time in your body, drawing them out of the space, drawing them out of your body. It's going to feel a weird cool breeze or a drawing of energy coming out of your body. So when it's stepped up three times, it's going to get stronger. Then it's going to plateau. Stronger again. Then it's going to plateau. If you do it too fast, it upsets the immune system. Stronger again. Then it's going to plateau. And don't forget, this is just a demonstration. I'm going to do the heart shock releases. I'll just do three. So what they're doing within those 100-odd thousand layers, they're going in now and they're going to pull your biggest emotion affecting you right now. So as they pull it out, they're doing that now. You're going to feel a tightness somewhere in your body, the lower back, lower abdomen, solar plexus, breastbone, for upper back, shoulder or neck, can be in the head or leg. So you should feel a tightness. Now, when that energy is released, the tightness will go off. Breathe it out. Really important to move that energy. Second one can be the same place, can be somewhere else. It should get tighter and tighter. Okay, when it's released, breathe it out. Third one, tight again, tighter and tighter. Breathe it out when it releases. So I'll just put a bubble of unconditional love around everyone. So I'll say we'll close it off. So dear God, for everyone on the Zoom call, register for the call on any social media platform now and in the future. I command we create a sphere of ultimate dimension unconditional love around each and every person and the Merkabah field to protect them from any negative entities, fractals, thereof, manipulations, and transmissional frequencies that are not for that person's highest good through all space-time continuum in every dimension. So we thank you, God, send you unconditional love, so be it. So that's kind of it. Did you feel it?
that was a lot in a very short amount of time. Thank you very much. I'm sure my audience, I would love to hear from people what you felt or even what happens over the next few days and how that unfolds for you.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just a demonstration. It's not going into depth and things. It's right, just, you know, right, right. But did you feel it, Sam?
Yes, absolutely. Actually, I have to talk to you later because after our first conversation, I felt something afterwards for quite a while. So,
right, okay. Bless you all.
But let's go. Let's give everyone a quick break. If you feel like you need to get up, go to the bathroom, get up, go quick. We'll have a quick break and then we'll come back and we're going to wrap it all up in just a moment. Engineer had a little bit of a technical problem. So before we go out to break, it'll take just a minute. Christopher, is there anything people should be aware of what might happen afterwards?
Yeah, don't forget. I mean, we'd only did three heart shock releases, so it means, it's some, but you just may get a few tears and things happening, or a little bit of diarrhea. When I mean, normally on the general group, I do 27, but we haven't got the time to do 27, so but but they should feel pretty spacey and head clear,
Okay. Wonderful. All right. Engineer says we're ready. We'll be right back in just a moment.
On Frank About Health, we're not just talking healthcare. We're managing disruption and innovation. Over the last 4 years, I've taken you from epilepsy and COVID to mental health, caregiving, and now the front lines of healthcare transformation. Stay tuned for a healthier future as we bring on the innovators, professionals, storytellers, and advocates who show you how to own your healthcare every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
So Christopher, just to kind of finish things up, so what is the Global Enlightenment Project, and what are you really, trying to do these days? What are you focusing on?
Well, we're focusing on helping people over this transition, helping them because a lot of people are struggling right now. And I mean, I sit here, in my 40 acres, and I don't see the outside world a lot, and I actually don't want to go out very much anymore. It's weird, I don't know about you guys, but and we just entertain people here. We go out to the odd place, but the whole point about it is to have the energy so you can actually help people through this transition, because the world's crazy. I mean, last year the energies every day felt different. Sometimes it felt like the twilight zone, then it felt complete despair, then it felt, oh, it's a little bit better, and then the next day, another thing that I've noticed as well is people are, panic about things, like they're putting on 15 pounds in the last 2 or 3 months. Why is that? Because the solar flares, are so much, plus the 5G. Our bodies are detoxing too fast, and so actually, your body's doing you a favor because it's creating fat cells to store that toxicity. Otherwise, your system would be overloaded. So, it's giving people reassurance all the time. So they do healings, and we detox the body, we work on everything, MS, Parkinson's, everything. But I'm just here to help people. But the future is actually where we're going to build a very big project. It's 100,000 acres. It's three pyramids. Believe it or not, built off planet. It'll be somewhere in the US. I can't say wherever the thing is, otherwise someone will go and try and buy the land up where the ley lines are. So, yeah, we're really working on that project hard at the moment. I've got some big banking people. I know nothing about that. Just give us a shout when the checkbook's ready. It's going to cost probably, a few $100 billion to actually do. So who knows? It's God stuff. I don't have that sort of money.
Well, when you break ground on those pyramids, you let me know. We'll have you back on the show and talk all about it. Okay.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm hoping it's going to be sooner rather than later. But everything's in God's time, and that's one thing. I never put pressure on myself. I think it's so important to allow things to unfold in the divine time, because they always do, so.
So I'm wondering if you have any advice for our listeners, given like what you said, the energies are so crazy. The rate of change is speeding up faster and faster every week, it seems. There's something I know a lot of people talking about, with what's happening with AI and technology, that, the future is going to look very, very different than it does even today.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of disruption going on, a lot of chaos. What can people do to deal with that? I don't know if you have suggestions for a daily practice, or just how
Oh,
can
yeah. I
people
mean,
be more centered and be more able to deal with all of this in an empowered way?
I think, instead of getting anxiety, you've really got to take a step back in time for yourself. You've got to love yourself enough to be able to will program that you've got to be busy for the sake of being busy, you know, on the hamster wheel, you're running, you know, it's time every day. You should take at least an hour for yourself, if not more, you know, even if it's just letting your mind go, meditation, you know, yoga, Pilates, whatever, you know, your thing is, use the power of prayer. You know, people say, well, you know, how am I going to against this cabal world? And the answer is that the power of God is way more powerful than this, like, fake dollar bill, you know, which is a promissory note. You know, we have the power behind us. And in fact, we have something coming up where we have a ceremony in February. So if anyone's interested, you can join for free. So what do you mean by a ceremony? Well, the cabal do the satanic, you know, ceremony rituals or things. This is the opposite. This is a God thing. So what we're doing is we're calling out all the big pharma, big tech, this, that, and the other, and we're bringing them before God for justice and releasing to God with unconditional love and forgiveness. It takes about 2 hours. The more people we have on, the better. And, you know, it's something you can do because it's a very powerful. When people have been like, wow, you know, it really helps. So the more people about Meta, so please join, you know, it's in February. It's on the website. It's called the ceremony. It's a God ceremony. And then what we do is once we've done all that, we then, okay, dear God, I command you reinstate it every day for 120 days. So it's creating a God ritual, which is actually cleaning up the planet. And it works, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah. Have you seen like the, when you do these kinds of global things or even local things, have you seen like a shift in groups and people? Like I remember there was a study done where they brought a bunch of monks in to meditate on peace and in Washington, D.C. And then like in the next 24 hours, the crime rate dropped by like 40-50%.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah. I mean, energy, because it gives people energy. They feel more relaxed. They feel happier, you know. I mean, I think another thing as well is don't get caught up with people's drama because, you know, what I see is, I mean, I always tell people the truth, like, oh, you know, and sometimes you tell someone the truth, how dare you, you know, and you think, oh, God, it's me. It's not, it's them, you know. I mean, I live in a very, very horizontal, peaceful world. I don't get upset by anything because nothing's worth getting upset about. And I love life, you know. I think I've learned to love life. And like you were talking about being able to love yourself, what are you worth? I mean, you know, to me, everyone is a priceless being. Right. You know, you can't put monetary value on beautiful beings. But we have this opportunity down here. And I think if you can get into that horizontal position where you've really done your inner work, you know, like you say, shadow work, you look at your traumas. I mean, I had abandonment issues. I've had all sorts of things, and I've worked on it. When I first married Mandy 7 years ago, she used to say something small, like, you know, whatever. And if it triggered me, I just get my car keys and jump in the truck. And I didn't say anything, you know, came down to the miniature building, sat there. And okay, where did that come from? And it wasn't that bad. Why did I get, you know, and I always used to drill down it always back to my father. Because everything I've done, you know, I've got severe dyslexia. I'm brilliant at maths, but severe dyslexia. And he said, oh, you're too thick to get a degree. So I got those. Too thick to get a master's, got those. So I just kept on getting qualifications and doing stuff exactly the opposite. So yeah, it's been an interesting journey. Yeah. I love it though, because I thank him, you know, he's 93 now and I thank him because I think, if I hadn't been the way he is, I wouldn't be the person I am today, which is right. Take your power back, you know.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. It's one of the paradoxes of life that, you know, we tend to blame our abusers. We blame our traumatizers for the challenges that we've had in life. But if we didn't have those challenges, we wouldn't be who we are.
Oh, yeah, I celebrate. All the time, even going bankrupt. Now, would I want to do it again? Now, let me think. That'd be a nope. That's a tough time. But, you know, that changed my whole life. My whole life changed. And I feel so blessed, you know. And, you know, yeah, and all the trinkets of life disappeared. And now it's just, I view stuff as trinkets in everything.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all I really care about is people, you know. You know, people are priceless. Trinkets can be rebought, you know. So
right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So if people want to learn more about your work, come to the healings, come to the ceremonies, what's the website again?
Yeah, it's globalenlightenmentproject.com.
Global Enlightenment Project.com. We'll make sure that's in the show notes.
Now, we remind people as well, if they do make donations, we are a 501c3. It sounds funny, but the Global Enlightenment Project was registered as they call it a fictitious name or something, part of the ministry. So it's actually Christopher Macklin Ministries, and it's a 501c3, so you can claim it back on your taxes and things as well.
Oh,
so.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, Dr. Christopher, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to come on the show. It's been a pleasure to have you. I highly recommend it. You also have several books on Amazon and didn't get a chance to mention. So just look up Christopher Macklin on Amazon. Again, his website is globalenlightenmentproject.com. Christopher, thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Bless your heart. Wonderful. Oh,
thank you. Thank you so much. And of course, thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning in each week. Without you, there is no show. I so appreciate each and every one of you. Don't forget, later today, we do have Frank Harrison and his show, Frank About Health. And tomorrow, Tommy DeMisa and Philanthropy in Focus at 10 a.m. Thank you all for tuning in. Take care. We will talk to you all next week.
On Frank About Health, we're not just talking healthcare. We're managing disruption and innovation. Over the last 4 years, I've taken you from epilepsy and COVID to mental health, caregiving, and now the front lines of healthcare transformation. Stay tuned for a healthier future as we bring on the innovators, professionals, storytellers, and advocates who show you how to own your healthcare every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.